Good morning, boy.
Good morning.
How are you? Well, it's good to be here again. Let's start with prayer. Do you have any prayer requests? Okay. Lord and Jessica.
Peter and his wife in Mexico, they're having a baby.
Yes. Pedro or Marisol? Good? Okay. Well, let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for this beautiful fall weather and the opportunity to gather together as brothers and sisters again today. Help us, Lord. Help us to press on. Help us to be faithful. Thank you for your kingdom. And thank you for these boys here. Just bless and help them. And help each one of us, Lord, to learn what we need to learn. Bless the brothers and sisters around the world, Lord and Jessica and Kevin and Marisol, and any others who have needs right now, we pray that you'd help them, whatever it might be. May your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name. Okay. Open your Bible's voice, Psalm 71. And boys without Bibles again. Okay. Psalm 71 and 72 in the Masoretic. Okay. It says here for Solomon. It's a song for Solomon. It's the last hymn that David wrote. I guess maybe David was probably pretty old when he wrote this hymn. The last hymn or last psalm that David wrote, very last one. Okay, and it's dedicated to Solomon. I think David was thinking what a good ruler he wished Solomon to be. But as I was reading through this psalm, I was thinking about Jesus too and how this psalm seems to be like Jesus was. Okay, let's read. O God, give your judgments to the king and your righteousness to the king's son, that he may judge your people in righteousness and let your poor with judgment. Let the mountains raise up peace for your people and the hills in righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people and shall serve the sons of the poor. He shall humble the false accuser and he shall continue as long as the sun, and before the moon from generation to generation. And he shall come down like rain on the fleece, like raindrops falling on the earth. In his days, righteousness and abundance of peace shall flourish until the moon is removed, and he shall rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the inhabited earth. The Ethiopians shall bow down before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and their islands will come bearing gifts. The kings of Arabia and Saba will bring presents. All the kings of the earth shall worship him. All the Gentiles shall serve him. For he rescued the poor from the hand of a strong man, and the needy for whom there was no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and he shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their souls from usury and injustice, and precious shall be their name in his sight. He shall live, and there shall be given him from the gold of Arabia. They shall pray continually because of him. All the day long shall they bless him. He shall be a support on the earth, upon the summits of the mountains. His fruit shall be exalted more than Lebanon. And they shall flourish from the city like the grass of the earth. Let his name be blessed unto the ages. His name shall remain before the sun, and all the tribes of the earth shall be blessed in him. All the Gentiles shall bless him. Blessed is the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. And blessed is the name of his glory forever and unto ages of ages. And all the earth shall be filled with his glory. Amen. Amen. The hymns of David, the son of Jesse. are ended. What did you think about while we read that?
Said how logical.
Uh-huh. Good. Okay. What else was mentioned over and over down through there? Okay, yes. Yes. Good.
And the
Queen of Sheba
came.
The Solomon brought him gifts. Good. What's it talk about in verse 4? What does it talk about in, let's see, verse 12? Verse 13. He would help the poor. He would spare the poor and the needy.
He should judge the poor and the people, and he judged the two people about their babies that he were.
Yes. Yes. Solomon was a wise king. Yes. Why do you think Solomon was so wise? Do you have any ideas about that? Yes, Michael.
Because he asked God for wisdom.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And he hadn't asked for what else?
Riches.
Yeah, okay. So God gave him riches and honor, but he did especially give him wisdom, what he asked for. He was a very wise king. Okay. So what do you think you can learn from this? I was thinking about helping the poor and the needy and the those that are less fortunate than you are, if you get a chance to help them. If you get half a chance to help them, you should, right? We ought to be, Christians should be the first people to be helping, to be kind to those that just have needs. Okay, so you probably won't just, for you boys, you probably don't have a lot of money to be going and helping people, but how do you think you might be able to help people? Who do you think you might meet up with that might be a little less fortunate? Or struggling or needy?
Brothers.
Two brothers? Good. Yeah,
help
I was thinking.
Some
go
work.
Ahead.
Huh? Help them with some work.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's always things that you can do if you look around, if you want to help people. But some of us just think of so much about ourselves that we just hardly have much time left to be thinking about other people. So let's try to think about others more and ourselves less. Okay. And if you see your little brother or sister that has a lot of work, it doesn't hurt to go help, right? Right, that's a good thing. Or if somebody is picking on somebody, go help the one that's being picked on. Be like Jesus would be. We tend to want to be friends with the most, with those that have everything. And just, you know, let's be friends to those that don't have anything. Those that don't have much. Okay. You ready to say your Bible memory? Okay, go ahead. And what's it about?
We gotta memorize Titus 2:11 and 12, and then we have to do 11, 12, 13, and 14.
Go for it.
Okay. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny all ungodliness and worldly desires, and live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny all ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
Titus 2:11-12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
For the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
Titus 2:11-12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world.
Titus 2:11-12. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, but to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
Okay. Very good. Okay. I like how you got that memorized. I'd like to give you a couple more verses for next week. John 13:34-35. Okay. Yeah, John 13:34-35. Two verses, memorize that for next week. Okay, you may go.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, is appeared to all men, teaching us denying worldly lusts, or ungodliness and worldly lust, so that we might live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us so he might redeem us from all iniquities and purify unto himself peculiar people and zealous of good works.
For the grace of God has appeared to all men. Bring salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness, worldly desires, and to live soberly and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope of the blessed hope of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who came for us to die. I didn't get the last verse.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people of his own possession, zealous of good deeds.
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Looking for the glorious hope, or the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our Lord and of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who came for us to redeem us from every lawless deed, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Christ Jesus, who came himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people zealous for good deeds.
For the grace of God has appeared to all, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, that waiting or looking for the blessed appearance and the hope of the coming of our God and Savior Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and purify himself for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed, and to purify us, and to purify a people for his possession, for his own possession, zealous for good deeds.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and to live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and of Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might purify for himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Okay, the old boys for next Sunday. Find an example of somebody in the past, in history, or whatever, that gave themselves for others, like that person who was just recited, like Jesus did, or someone who sacrificed and helped those that needed it. All of us.